KLIF, the number of women who are planning to run for Congress or are already running in 2018 is at an all-time high, and that could have a huge impact on future policies.
Joining us now to talk about that is the founder and CEO of the nonprofit group She Should Run, Erin Luce Cotraro. Good morning, Erin.
Good morning.
Well, tell us about the organization and how it came about and what it is that you're trying to accomplish.
Sure. So She Should Run was founded in 2011 as an organization working to inspire women and girls to see what's possible in elected office. So we sit at the very beginning or the very front of the pipeline for politics.
So do you encourage or try to find women to run for higher office?
Yeah, you know, most of the research that's been done in the field, you know, that's looked at all of the, and there are a number of reasons women don't run, points back time and again to the reality that when women run for office, they win at the same rates as men, but it doesn't shake out in the numbers that enough women are running. And, you know, that really comes down to that women are not encouraged and recruited at the same rate as men. And when they are encouraged, they sometimes don't see themselves as qualified as men do to step up and do it. So She Should Run is really working to kind of change the narrative and help women see what's possible in elected office.
I think the obvious question here this morning is whether or not the hashtag MeToo movement has played into women in politics. And it seems to me that might be a double-edged sword.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it most definitely has played in. And I would say that the MeToo movement is really, you know, it's such an important part of where we are as a country, and what we're seeing in politics is a product of women saying that, you know, the status quo is no longer acceptable, and they're choosing action. They're, you know, choosing to stand together and do things like run for office, which I think is very encouraging for the health of our country.
What do you think, or what do you make of all the sexual harassment allegations that are being lodged against both politicians and just regular people as well?
Yeah, I mean, look. I think that this is a painful time in our country, and change can be painful and powerful. I think that you know, an important takeaway is that it's encouraging. Again, it's encouraging to see the action that's being taken. It's encouraging to see the record number of women. You know, She Should Run has seen over 16,000 women step up since the November 2016 election to say that they want to run for office. And, you know, those numbers continue to grow, and they're growing across the board, including for women of color who are tremendously underrepresented in elected office at every level.
Yesterday there was a closed-door meeting of House Democrats to discuss reforming how Congress handles sexual harassment allegations. And Ohio Democratic Representative Marcy Kaptur stood up and told her colleagues that female staff members and reporters are often guilty of wearing outfits that she believes are too revealing. And she said that some of her colleagues are actually dressed inappropriately and offering and giving an invitation to be harassed. What do you make of that kind of statement?
You know, I think those statements are challenging. I think everyone kind of experiences life in their own personal journey, and some find it difficult, I think, to see the struggles of others. And I think the majority of women in this country do see the need for real change in this country, where, you know, anything is possible for women and girls, and that this isn't a conversation and shouldn't be a conversation about what, you know, what we as women should change about ourselves, or what we should tell our daughters to change about themselves, that it's really the system and, you know, those who are abusing and, you know, being disrespectful, changing their ways so that we can level the playing field of opportunity in the United States.
If more women are elected in the coming election, are there any specific issues that you hope will gain traction?
You know, we focus that she should run as a nonpartisan organization. It's a really unique place because while I think that a number of policies benefit, in fact, across the board, all policies benefit from the voices of women, the unique perspectives and experiences that women bring to the table, research has shown that adding more women in government results in better policy and a better atmosphere. So, you know, that means that there will be more collaboration on legislation. There will be more bipartisan efforts. Look, we can't expect to see the most powerful change in this country on only one side of the aisle. We need women running on both sides of the aisle, and I think that's something that we can all get behind for the strength of policy in this country.
We're talking with Erin Luce Cutraro. She is the CEO of the nonprofit, and as she just said, nonpartisan group She Should Run. Erin, I was just checking out your website, and I see that you have a link here where people can click and women can nominate themselves to run for office, and that you have an overall goal of getting 250,000 women running for elected office by 2030. At what point do you say, okay, everything's nicely balanced, now we can stop? We can stop pushing.
Look, our goal is to go out of business here. So you know, we will keep working until the day that we see parity in elected office for all women across this country at all levels. There are over, you know, many people don't realize this, that there are over 520,000, in fact, elected offices in the United States. And the majority of those are at the local level. But women represent less than a third of those offices across the board. And, you know, even in Texas, a state ranked 34th in the country in women's representation in elected office. We have a lot of work to do. That's why we made our internal and ambitious goal, but one that we intend to achieve, to see over 250,000 women running by 2030. We have to get there. You know, at our current rate of progress, we're looking at, you know, over 100 years before we see gender parity in elected office, and that's unacceptable in this country.
Just because they're running doesn't necessarily mean they'll be elected. When are you hoping that there'll be an even split between men and women?
Yeah, our focus is really on getting, getting these women to run. And I think there are a number of tremendous organizations that are working on the electoral side, if it's through making sure that women have the money that they need once they are running, or working on the systemic reforms that are needed to make it so that, it's not the challenge that it is to date to, say, for instance, run against an incumbent in this country. I think that it is going to take some time to get there, but what we're seeing now is an accelerated momentum. We're seeing women come into the She Should Run community, like you mentioned, that you can come to She Should Run at sheshouldrun.org. You can tell us about great women, nominate them, women that you think should be thinking about running for office who probably aren't and need that nudge. You can also tell us about yourself and get access to, you know, great programs that let you see behind the curtain of elected office, because, you know, the change really starts with individuals, kind of getting centered in that place of the difference that they can make, these women knowing what they can accomplish, and then, all of us, men and women alike, stepping up and supporting women when they put themselves out there.
All right. You speak so passionately. How about you? When are you going to be in Congress?
You know, my job right now is planting the seed for my two daughters who are 8 and 5. You know, I have a long game approach on that, and think I'm using my time best really to build this tremendous community of women through She Should Run.
All right, Erin, thank you so much. How delightful. Erin Luce Cutraro, founder and CEO of the nonprofit group She Should Run.